News.
It's 2 degrees and cloudy at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Matthew Blair with 91X News. Three former top brass at Nortel were found not guilty today of falsifying financial records as part of what the Crown alleged was a widespread multi-million dollar fraud at the Canadian technology giant. An Ontario Superior Court judge ruled that the Crown did not have enough proof and dismissed charges against ex-CEO Frank Dunn, Douglas Beattie, and ex-controller Michael Gullagy. The three had pled not guilty of manipulating the balance sheets at Nortel Networks Corp. between 2002 and 2003. The verdict comes nearly a year after one of the largest criminal trials in Canada's corporate history. Two women are in the lead to become Ontario's first women premier. After the delegate selection votes on the weekend, former Windsor West MPP Sandra Puppetello and former Education Minister Kathleen Wynne are on the top of the list to replace Dalton McGuinty as Ontario Premier and Liberal leader. Puppetello, who quit politics in 2011, got 504 committed first ballot delegates to the leadership convention, which is set for the weekend of January 25th. Wynne, who represents Toronto Don Valley West, was a close second with 463 delegates. Former MP Gerald Kennedy, who lost the 1996 leadership race to McGuinty and also lost the 2006 bid for the federal leadership, came third with 257 committed delegates. NDP leader Tom McClure says Otawapiskat Chief Teresa Spence has made her point and should start eating solid food again. Spence, who's been on a diet of fish broth and Metasol tea for the past month, has vowed to continue her protest until First Nations leaders can get Prime Minister Stephen Harper and Governor Gerald David Johnson in the same room. On CTV's Question Period, McClure issued a plea for her to eat.
It has been a year where nothing was done after a very formal meeting, but finally the government seems to be moving, so I think that the best thing to do would be to step back from that now.
As Spence continues her fast, the Idle No More protesters appear to be regrouping for further demonstrations next week. There are only a few reports of protest activity across the county this weekend. After a failed first try, a new coroner's inquest to the death of Ashley Smith is scheduled to begin this morning in Toronto. The 19-year-old died in her cell at the Grand Valley Institution in Kitchener in 2007 after taking her own life while guards watched. The initial attempt of an inquest was ignored last year when the presiding coroner resigned. The new inquest under coroner Dr. John Carlisle will be more wide-ranged and probe Smith's treatment in other provinces as she was moved 17 times between correctional facilities. Carlisle also wants to explore how the mentally ill are treated behind bars. An early look at the effectiveness of this year's flu shot is raising some questions. Public health officials have been telling people the vaccine is a good match for the viruses currently out there making people sick. A study done for the U.S. Centers for Disease Control shows this year's shot reduces the risk of catching the flu by 62%. Flu experts admit better vaccines are needed, but they say the available shots should offer decent protection. The world has been given a due date for the royal baby in London. Palace officials announced today that Prince William and the former Kate Middleton are expecting their first child in July, and they add Kate's condition is improving. The Duchess of Cambridge was hospitalized early in her pregnancy for acute morning sickness, but officials say she is feeling better. The baby will be third in the line for the throne. It has been 1 month since the world's worst grade school shooting in the U.S. ABC's Aaron Katursky tells us Newtown, Connecticut is debating on what to do with the scene of the crime.
As Newtown recovers from tragedy, it debates the future of the building where it occurred.
Knock that school down and make it sacred ground, a memorial to all the people that were destroyed that day.
At the first town conversation about Sandy Hook Elementary, this man said the school should be preserved.
Knocking down the school would be knocking down the memories of all the children that went there.
20 first graders and 6 educators were killed. Tomorrow, Vice President Biden will present the president with new proposals for gun control. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
A damaged Navy warship is expected to return to its home port in Halifax later this week. The Royal Canadian Navy says the ship left North Sydney yesterday morning, 2 weeks after its hull was damaged while under tow to Halifax from a pricey delivery in St. Catharines, Ontario. The 40-year-old ship drifted for several hours off Cape Breton in rough seas after its tow line broke. The Navy says temporary repairs have been made to ensure the ship's hull is watertight. Stripped of his 7 Tour de France titles, Lance Armstrong is expected to apologize for doping in an interview today with Oprah Winfrey. This would end more than a decade after denying that he doped to win all seven times. The 90-minute interview that will air Thursday is being trumpeted as a no-holds-barred session. John Klobuchar has the story.
There's been a ton of questions and a ton of scrutiny and a lot of controls and a lot of investigations, and I'm still here.
Lance Armstrong in July of 2010 striking a much more defiant tone than the one we're expecting in the interview he's taping today with Oprah Winfrey. The seven-time Tour de France winner is expected to reverse course on years of denials and apologize for doping. It's being billed as a no-holds-barred interview in which Armstrong will offer a limited confession about his role at the head of a long-running scheme to dominate the Tour de France with the aid of performance enhancing drugs. The interview will air Thursday. I'm John Klobuchar.
The United Way of Quinte will be holding their annual achievement celebration tomorrow night at the Empire Theater. Doors will open at 6 p.m. Everyone is encouraged to come out and celebrate the successful 2012 campaign, which has their goal set just over $1.9 million. That's 91X News. Now your sports after the commercial break.
At State Farm, we believe great insurance comes from the simplest ideas. Like, you call, we answer. It works like this. Say your house is broken into. First, you call your State Farm agent. Then, they pick up. Next, you try to recover from the fact that an actual human being answered. And finally, your agent takes care of things so you don't have to. Yes, it's that simple. After all, isn't a stranger using your house as their personal shopping mall bad enough?
In Quinte West, call State Farm insurance agent Peter Webb at 394-5200.
The Erdman Arena will remain empty this week as the Belleville Bulls have the week off. The Bulls picked up their third straight win on Saturday night. Joseph Camarosa lifted the Bulls to a 4-3 shootout victory over the Windsor Spitfires. Belleville has won five of the last seven games and sit first place in the East Division and second place in the Eastern Conference. They're only 4 points behind the first place Barrie Colts. They will be back in action Friday night when they visit the Niagara Ice Dogs. Game time is 7 p.m. Even though the Bulls won't be playing at home this week, the Erdman will be in use on Friday. Toronto Maple Leafs alumni will take on Montreal Canadiens alumni in support of the Belleville General Hospital Foundation. Tickets start at $10 and are available at the Belleville Bulls box office. Game time is 7 p.m. In Junior A action, the Wellington Dukes will be in action tonight when they take on the Colbert Cougars. They remain fourth place in the East Division. In Junior B, Napanee Raiders have the night off after losing 2-1 in overtime on Saturday to Camelford. They'll be in action tomorrow at home in a rematch. Game time at 7:30. The Picton Pirates finished their week-long break on Thursday when they played the Raiders at home. The Pirates' last game was last Thursday, in which they rolled over Port Hope 9-1. The Pirates currently sit first place with a safe lead of 12 points over second place. The Loyalist men's basketball team opened up the second half of the season, losing the first of back-to-back games 77-63 to Seneca. The Lancers led by 6 points at the half before Seneca guard Felix Adjei completely took over, scoring 25 of his 31 points in the second half. Seneca edged Loyalists 77-63. Loyalist guard Matt Miller says they came up just shy of a victory.
We fought hard to the very end. We had some mishaps in the end of the game that kind of cost us it, but we fought pretty hard the whole game until there. And then, so tomorrow's a new day, so hopefully we come out and get the win tomorrow.
Loyalists then pulled off a thrilling 85-81 overtime win over Georgian College, winning the second of the back-to-back games. The Lancers blew a 10-point fourth-quarter lead, but Patrick Kella put a three-pointer up late in the game, tying it at 72 to force overtime. Loyalists grabbed victory with a final score of 85-81. Georgian guard Marilyn Campbell says it was a very close game.
We played hard, played tough. They played tough too, and then just at the end there, just didn't come out with it, but a close game.
That's it for your sports. Send us your team league or scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. Now here's your 91x weather. At 12:09, it's 2 degrees and cloudy. 40% chance of flurries this afternoon with temperatures falling to zero. Tonight will be mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries. Early this evening, clearing near midnight with a low of -7. Tomorrow will be mainly sunny with a high of zero. And Wednesday will see flurries with a low of -5 and a high of +2. That's your news, sports, and weather. News is next at 1:00.